Well, the story of bass fishing is a good one because it's about living the dream. It's about getting out there and really trying to see what it's all about and fishing competitively and doing that. And with me today is Luke Estill. And Luke, you know, an Illinois guy, Southern Illinois guy, and which we know there's several guys that have made it from Southern Illinois. Now you're trying to kind of go through the ranks and make it to the Elite Series.
Yeah, I entered the Southern Opens this year and was fortunate enough to place in two of the three events. Currently, I'm in 17th place, hoping to make the wild card and then qualify for the elites. It's a tough road, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, a story comes around that, you know, not too long ago, you're fishing BFLs down at Kentucky Lake, and you run into a guy, you're sleeping in your truck just trying to make it through as a co-angler, and you run into a guy that was pretty good to you.
Yeah, I was 16 years old. Me and my cousin were sleeping in our car, actually, and we would fish the Redmans, and Mark Menendez came up to me and asked where we were staying, and he said, if you're staying in that car, you need to sleep with me. You don't need to be in that car. So 15 years later, we have become just the best of friends, and he has helped me so much in this fishing industry.
You know, you look at this thing, and I think a lot of people question sometimes, you know, the motivation behind it. You know, are you going to give up everything to become a professional fisherman or whatever? But it's really about passion. It's really about following the dream. And, you know, since 16 years old, that's what you've been doing, and you're getting yourself positioned to be able to get to that Elite Series and then really live your dream.
Oh, exactly. You know, without sponsors, you know, like I've had sponsors like 17th Street Barn Grill. They have been with me for 10 years, and they have really helped me try to live my dream, along with my wife, you know, really supporting me. And that, I mean, that's the best thing that I could ever, you know, hope for.
Well, I think sometimes some guys will go out there and try to do this and maybe not have the skills, but, you know, in talking to a lot of the pros that are around and stuff, they say, this guy's got the skills, and you wouldn't be where you're at if you didn't have the skills, being able to step through this. But what do you think? I mean, you had an opportunity to fish against a lot of these guys. I mean, can you match up with them?
Well, I think I have the physical ability. The physical ability of fishing, you know, I don't think I'm going to get that much better. It's the mental aspect about it. I mean, these guys are mentally tough. I mean, they can make decisions on a drop of a hat, and that's the hard part, you know, and I'm still in that learning curve.
We look at, a lot of the guys that have went out there and failed, or a lot of the guys that went out there and did pretty good but didn't get over the hump, but there's also a lot of real positive stories. And I know you're on the regional team for Strike King. You look at, you know, trying to take that step up and getting on the pro team and doing those kind of things with them. And you've got a lot of other people that you're, you know, they look at you and they say, this guy's got a future.
Well, you know, Chris Brown was striking, and he has really been supportive, and, you know, he does whatever I need, you know, and that's real good to have that kind of backing, you know, to somebody that you can call and say, Chris, you know, I'm down. He's like, don't worry about it, you know, get back up, you know, you can do this, and that kind of support is what you need in this industry.
Let's talk about a little bit of your youth. Of course, you know, we talked about from 16 on up, but how did you get interested in fishing? I know you're from Southern Illinois, which fishing and hunting are big, but tell me a little bit about your background and how you got started.
Well, actually, my uncle fished tournaments in the late 70s and early 80s, and my dad has also always fished, so I started fishing at a very young age. My cousin and I, we joined our first bass tournament at the age of 15 years old, and we won a battery, and I thought I'd won the Bassmaster Classic, and I was hooked ever since. And me and him continued to fish team tournaments, and then I started fishing the Redmans as a non-boater, and it's just grown from there. I mean, it is a passion that, I mean, I think about it every single day.
Well, talk about you actually won something that got you charged up about fishing, didn't it?
That's right. That one battery, that $50 battery, I mean, that one thing right there, it was at a little bitty lake, and we'd caught one fish, and I think we got third place, but it felt like I was on top of the world, and that got me hooked. And then my uncle and my dad, I mean, they have been very instrumental in keeping the outdoor aspect going, and I really appreciate all that.
Okay, you look back now, you know, Chad Morgan Taylor's done a very good job. He's fished both bass and FLW. He's from Southern Illinois. And I think sometimes Illinois doesn't get the true rap that it deserves because we're grinders. Everybody that lives in Illinois is kind of a grinder. I mean, you know, if there's three fish there, we're going to try to catch all three of them. Does that help you in a tour season?
Oh, exactly. Just for instance, on Kissimmee this year in the first Southern Open, I'd found a spot, a 100-yard stretch of bank that I knew that there was fish on, and I grinded it for 3 days. I never moved from there and was able to catch enough to make 12th place. And all three of my co-anglers got a check also.
Well, that's what it's all about, you know, going out there and figuring them out and trying to stay on them. And I think sometimes, you know, when you're used to fishing great bodies of water, as BASS does, sometimes you can get a little spoiled. You say, well, if I move over here, maybe I'll catch a 6 or an 8 or whatever it may be. But really, if you're a grinder, you're not going to catch what's ever there.
Well, exactly. The good thing about people with Southern Illinois is you're not going to catch a lot of fish in these in tournaments locally. I mean, you're looking for 5 or 6 bites, and when the bite's tough on these big lakes, guys like myself are able to excel because I've got the patience to just get 5 bites all day, and I'm willing to wait it out.
Okay, now, I mean, what made you choose bass over FLW? Give me some of the indication. Was it Mark a lot of that, or was it something you felt like they matched up better with you?
Well, I've always wanted to be in bass ever since I was a little kid. Now that I have a Skeeter, you know, that kind of waved me over to the bass, you know, BASS. You know, I have fish trend series events and BFLs, but I just think bass is the better choice for me.
You know, that's what it's about. I mean, it's not a competitive thing where you think, well, you know, one's better or whatever. It's what fits you better and what fits your family better. And, you know, I see both guys, I talk to both people from FLW and bass, and they say, hey, you know, this just fit for me.
Well, exactly. I mean, one of the main things that I found is the 17th Street Bar and Grill in Murfreesboro. You know, I like to support them. They've been with me for 10 years. I want that all over the country. I want people to see that. And if I can help promote them as they have helped me, and you know, that's what it's all about. That's what I want to do.
Well, you know, they're a springboard for you. You know, you were able to get that sponsorship. You were able to keep that fresh for 10 years. Then you can go to somebody and say, hey, you know, I've had this company that is a bar and grill, and I've been able to get them, you know, to stay with me 10 years. You ought to be with me, too.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's funny. It started out, he called me, Gary Strothman actually called me up and said, hey, what can I do for you? And I'm like, well, I just would like my entry fees paid for. And then I started running a bass tournament. I thought, well, I can give something back. So I started running a bass tournament, and it is now the biggest bass tournament on my home lake every year. Now, next year will be its 10th year.
That's exciting, you know, giving back to the sport. I think a lot of guys sometimes want to see what they can get, but in reality, when you really have success is when you're giving it back to the sport.
Well, exactly. What I like to do, you know, is through my writing and stuff, like I try not to take advantage, and I try to show that these potential sponsors and sponsors I have, you know, what I can do for them. You know, that's what it's all about. It's not all give, give, give.
Well, best of luck qualifying for that wild card. Best of luck on making it to the Elite Series. I think you got a good future ahead of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.